So.
Okay. Ready?
Oh, I am ready now. So, have you started recording?
Yes, I started recording.
Okay, cool. Okay, cool. Yes, I'm ready. 1, 2, 3, go.
Sorry. Okay, wait.
Yay.
Doing this again. Okay. Hey, Lisa.
Hey, what's up?
How you doing, fam?
I'm doing okay. I recently got my hair cut. I know it's giving Jimmy Neutron right now, but...
The fact that you cut your hair... Christine, when I tell you when I saw the photo of you cutting your hair, I was like, and then? When did this happen? How did this happen? Who did this to you? I started blaming our friends, guys. We share the same group of friends. I started blaming our friends. I was like, Zoe, did you kidnap Kristen? Did you cut her hair on purpose? So, yeah. Ooh. So, you really just cut your hair out the blue.
Yeah, it was time. Plus, you wanted to grow longer. I need to trim it, right? So, there was damage on the ends. It's curly. Yeah.
It's giving Johnny Bravo, guys. Like, if you could see Christy right now, watch Nickelodeon. It's giving Johnny Bravo.
Listen, I think it looks... Oh, no, it looks worse from the side. Never mind.
I absolutely adore you. Christy, how's the week been? How's the month been? We haven't recorded in a month.
How are you? How are you doing?
I thought I was doing bad, but you cut your hair. So, obviously... On your side, you've been busy. I've been good. I've been busy. Got to go home for December. Got to be with family. Got to have, like, before I start crying, I'm very thankful that I got to have a moment where I got to be with family, love on my family. My family obviously had a death in it. So just being able to love on everybody and then to have the death happen after you got the opportunity to love on that person. I have no regrets. Like, he passed away, my cousin passed away, and I got to love on him, I got to fight for him, I got to, you know, be the one to drive him to the hospital and clinics and to push, and just to know that I got to experience a one last Christmas with him, it was tough, but I'm so grateful for this year. And then, work-wise, I just feel like, work's gonna be work. I don't feel like I was ready to adult. I feel like adulting is a scam.
Yeah,
working is a scam because you want a job and you cry because you want a job. But then when you're busy, you're like, I hate this job. I genuinely hate this job. So yeah, it's one of those things. But besides that, I'm A-okay. And you, how is family? How is Christmas with the family?
I didn't have Christmas with family. I went home to go pet my parents' dog and my cat. And they came to get down.
What is the timing?
No, it was finally that. I don't mind being alone.
On my own again.
Yeah, put me in a room with enough food. I'm fine.
10 out of 10. 10 out of 10. Okay, guys, I apologize if my audio is a bit weird in the beginning. I just realized I had my hand on the mic the whole time. Nonetheless, welcome back to New Money Rookies. For those of you who don't know, New Money Rookies is a bi-weekly podcast hosted by myself, Nobi Samsizi, and the one and only Johnny Bravo. Kristen the Spook.
Yes, that's me.
Nickelodeon's ambassador. Hello. Christy, I'm so proud of you. You're back every week.
Yeah, you know what? This is the longest I've been committed to anything.
I feel special. Very special.
You're good.
But nonetheless, if you guys want to tune into our podcast, make sure to check out www.theatred.co.za. Go to our blogs and news. And every single episode is under there with all the documents and all the resources we've mentioned. You can download them on our website. Otherwise, tune in on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, other podcasts, streaming sites, and get on there, search up New Money Rookies. That is New Money, Rookies, find Two Girls Laughing and That Is Us, and just see us balance friendship and being business partners as we run an online business. Christy, we're back! And it's the last episode!
Yep, the last episode. Thank goodness. I mean, wow, we're gonna miss everyone who listens to this podcast. Like 3 people, I'm sure.
5. Strong 5. Okay? My mother listens to us.
Oh, jeez.
Listen, my mother listens to us. So how do you feel? We've made it. We've recorded like 6-7 episodes, but we're on episode 5 with this. But how do you feel?
Yeah, I feel good. I think, obviously I was against the idea of the podcast right in the beginning, and then I gave in, and then I was on board, and you know, I like, I really hope like we're giving some value to people.
Do you know what I'm laughing about? There's this new trend on YouTube, sorry for sorry tracking, where it's like women on at round tables are like, yes, as you speak. On a serious note, I feel so proud of us for doing something that was so completely out of our comfort zone. I feel proud of you. Like, the minute I saw our podcast, like, accounts on all these streaming platforms, I was like, okay, Christy, I see you. I see you putting the work in. When our YouTube account went up, I was like, okay, Christy, I see you. And so it felt kind of surreal. We obviously had so many ups and downs, which we'll discuss, but like, it felt like, okay, like, we're doing this. And I think there's moments where I think I told you about it, where like, somebody had WhatsApped me and they were like, hey, I'm listening to your podcast. Oh my gosh, it is so amazing. I've been wanting to start a business. Like, listening to you guys has been amazing. Just like, could you guys post on a consistent schedule? And I was like, oh, so you calling me out, like, you ain't just like a little bit, like, you calling us out. So I think moments like that where people are like, where's the next episode? You were supposed to drop it. It felt so pleasing. It felt like, okay, no, we're adding value. This is something that people want to listen to. It also made me think, how far are we going to take this? Should we increase production? Like, should we invest more money into the equipment and everything? So yeah, definitely this was a risk that I'm so happy. Christy, I'm so happy you joined. I'm so happy you agreed to it. We're going to fight for season 2. We're going to fight because me, I've got big ideas. I've got big camera ideas.
When do you not have big ideas?
I have big putting new in front of a camera ideas. And I worry that you will not pitch, but I know you will. I'll find you. I'll search you. I have a unique...
The silence thing. The silence where I'm not saying anything, not agreeing to anything.
Christy, I have a unique set of skills. I will search for you and I will find you. But yes, guys, for those of you who are wondering why Christy is quiet, it's because she's emotional right now. She's emotional as she accepts the fact that in season 2, we are going to do bigger and better things. But for those of you who are listening to this episode for the very first time, we've had how many episodes, Christy? 6, 7. I think we should go over them. Let's remind everybody what exactly, sort of a quick summary of everything we've gone through. We started with the inception phase.
Yes, we did. We spoke about all the things that we had to do to actually get the business off the ground. Like, researching what we wanted to do, our competitors, our target market, like, how much it would cost to actually do what we wanted to do, all of those things.
And just
all the legal things as well.
It's just one of those things where, like, beyond legal, we had to start looking at ourselves. Like, the inception phase was very much like convincing ourselves that we could actually start this. Like, we could do this. And how do we do this without becoming one of those statistics where friends don't do great or don't become great business partners? So there was a lot of, like, trying to figure out during the inception phase, which I think we didn't we don't stress it enough. In episode one, where guys, we took a lot of time in making sure that we created clear, distinctive paths for us as business partners versus us just as friends. So if you don't take anything from episode one, take away the fact that create mediums of communication and spaces of communication where, as business partners, this is this. And then we take a moment aside, and then as friends, this is this. Definitely do that. Are you coughing? Are you holding it in? Okay, let me... Well, Christy's dying, guys. Episode 2 was the startup. Guys, I think Christy's really dying.
That was...
The startup, it was split into 2 episodes because we had so much to say. Because Kristen is a chatterbox. Where we talked about the documentation, the registering, the starting up of the business. Where we kind of had a really good breakdown of even the quizzes we did. Just everything, SARS, just everything in general. The route and path we took. And then obviously the alternative paths we found once we had taken those decisions and steps. Christy, with the episodes with the startup, is there anything that you feel like you did not get into too much detail with that you wish that you would have said or emphasized more? Or is there anything that you feel like they should have taken away from episode 2, the startup?
Yes, I think maybe we should have shown people exactly what we meant when we said go look at your target market and your competitors and so forth, because we did put up things that they could use to analyze it. But I think sometimes it sounds so daunting. So what we meant was, like, you know, Google. You can use Google.
It's free.
Use Facebook.
If you have data.
You use all of those social media things where you find your own things in those spaces, that's where you should look. But yeah, I just hope people also take away that it's not so difficult to start it up. It's difficult, it's not like a walk in the park, but it's not
impossible.
Something where you feel like, yes, it's not impossible.
I love that. Christy, you're in your red table era. I'm loving it. Okay, so then we got to episode 3 where we discussed suppliers and vendors. And this is when we went in, guys. I'm stressing that you guys go and listen to episode 3 because we give you guys the name of our suppliers and vendors when we started off. Just because those are the ones that were accessible to us. We go into, like, the difficulties we face. We go into techniques of how to handle certain things. And with the reality of suppliers and vendors in South Africa, I think in that episode, for myself, Kristen, I'll have to say, I loved that you brought about the fact that reality in South Africa, we had to do the switch where when it came to sometimes me approaching a supplier, I wasn't taken seriously. And so we had to bring Kristen along, and Kristen sounded and felt more relatable to the supplier, so the supplier took her more seriously. So there's definitely moments where we played off each other and it helped. I think that's one thing where when it comes to dealing with suppliers and vendors, know who you are, know your personality, know how things work for you. And then as business partners, as friends, know each other's attributes and then bounce off each other to play good cop, bad cop when it comes to, like, suppliers and vendors. I think that's something I think you guys should take away from that episode. That and the fact that you need to do a lot of research. Have I missed something?
No, you've not. I think that's a good point to make, though, to know how you come across to the other person and what you may be doing that could aggravate them or frustrate them, or even what you're doing that's good.
And then my favorite episode, guys, you don't understand, when Kristen edited episode 4, when Kristen sent the link for episode 4, I was in it to kill. I was like, girl, this is it. This is my favorite one. The chemistry between us, the audio. I feel like we had just gotten into, like, we had a flow, we had a swing, we had chemistry. I felt like our relationship as friends reflected so much better in the flow of the conversation in episode 4. I feel like we got into a lot of details in a short amount of time in episode 4 without having to do a two-parter. So proud of us for not being chatterboxes. But like, I loved episode 4. I think, I'm not even going to summarize it. If Kristen wants to, she can. But I'm just saying, listen to episode 4. That is the one. She is the girl she thinks she is. Mm-hmm. Episode 4.
Agree. I think maybe people are wondering, if we've gone through all of these things, what do we have in store for season 2? Will there be a season 2? What are we going to talk about?
I think I'm not going to give away too much, because when I start talking, I start giving away a lot. Guys, season 2 is definitely season 2 in our journey. It's okay, you wanted to start. You guys are friends. You are business partners. You wanted to start. How did you start? I think we've answered the how did we start in season 1. And then I feel like season 2, if Kristen agrees, guys, because there was that long silence. If Kristen agrees, season 2 is definitely going to be the, so we've started, now what? I feel like that's just the best summary without me giving away too much. So we've started, now what? Like, the reality of businesses in South Africa is that small businesses end in the first 12 months to the first 3 years. They don't survive. So we've started, now what? That is my, that's my summary. Christy, season 2, are you excited?
I'm excited. I'm excited for the guests that we'll be having.
Oh, she's giving away. She's giving away spoilers. She's giving away spoilers.
Hey, let's end it here, though, before we actually give away.
Exactly. Like, I don't even want to say anything. I just want to say, guys, from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much for listening to season 1. So very grateful that you guys tuned in for every single episode. So very grateful for every single view. I checked on the website. I checked the analytics. We would have about like 40 people on the website link for every time Kristen posted. I'm just so thankful to my business partner, Kristen. You editing the audios, you putting them up onto the podcast. So thankful, because I've always wanted to have a podcast. So for you to do all that, it's just been like, for me, it's been like, hey, bestie, like you did your thing over there. So I'm really thankful to you for that. And I'm just so thankful that the H Word, our business, exists, that we started a satin accessories business, that we are selling our products, that we are able to go through everything we're going through. And I can't wait to see you guys in season 2. This is your part, Chrissy. That's where you say you love me too. I'm listening. Love me back. Love me back.
Yes, sir. You just said all the words. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.